It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein. State and municipal pension plans have been receiving a lot of attention across the country. Some tie especially generous plans to the need to make deeper budget cuts. There's broad agreement that some sort of reform is needed, but what should that entail? Phoenix residents will have the opportunity to vote on the Phoenix Pension Reform Act. Supporters say it'll put the city's finances on more solid ground, in part by overhauling the current system and replacing it with a 401k-style retirement system for new city employees. Opposition to the plan is led by former City Councilman Tom Simplot of Phoenix Citizens for Pension Responsibility, and he joins me in studio. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What got you involved in this? Obviously, you were heavily involved as a councilman, but why are you so opposed to the Reform Act that's been put out there?
Well, my last 2 years on council, 2 to 3 years on council, I spent considerable time actually working with the community, working with my colleagues, working with our employees to actually reform the pension plan that we have at the City of Phoenix. And that's exactly what we did. So to see this initiative go to the ballot in the fall, claiming to actually be pension reform, Well, they're a little late to the party. We already reformed the pension plan. Their initiative is truly about eliminating the city pension program.
Okay, now the 401k style plan we're hearing about is supposed to apply just to new city employees. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is we have to figure out how to pay for all of those that are in the current plan to start with. So when you look at their plan, when you read the initiative, what they talk about is there's generally no cost. They're going to save money over time. But what they don't say is that in order to pay for this plan, it will be about $400 million cost increase to Phoenix taxpayers. And when we look at the reforms we already did, and let's go back to what the voters approved just a year ago, the voters approved almost $600 million in pension reforms just a year ago. Over the next 25 years, we'll see those. A year ago, the city council was able to enact additional pension reforms, saving over $200 million over the next 25 years. And just recently, the city council approved employee union contracts, saving another $60 million over the next 24 years. Pension reform has happened. It's past tense.
It's happened, Tom, but there would be some critics who would say, why do we have to wait 25 years for this to happen when the city is in a position like it is? And obviously many other huge cities across the country, there have even been some who've used the name Detroit, and they've worried about whether Phoenix could ever be in that position. So why is it that it has to be in the past? Aren't there incremental changes that could still be made?
These are the incremental changes. That's exactly what we're making. And Steve, it's interesting you mentioned Detroit. Detroit actually adopted a 401k plan and found out that it cost even more. And that's what we're trying to get across to voters and educate the voters and residents about now. This is not about saving money. This is about a different philosophy about how to take care of our employees. That's really what it boils down to.
So you don't have an alternative plan. You're saying that based on what has been done, that's fine. This is an opposition to what Phoenix voters are going to vote on.
Right. We've already instituted reform time and time again. Again, almost $900 million worth of savings to the taxpayers over the next 25 years. Reform has happened. It's occurred. We listened. We knew something needed to be done. And the elected officials and the voters responded.
Well, so what do you think is going on here then?
What's happening as we see it across the country is I think the pendulum is swinging, and there are folks with a certain political philosophy that believe that pensions should simply go away. Now, you want to debate that issue, debate that issue. But this initiative goes much, much farther. As a matter of fact, to me, it's a bait and switch. They talk about reforming pensions, but that's really not the net result of this initiative. It's eliminating one pension plan and instituting another, and at a cost of $400 million to the taxpayers to do so.
Tom, is this action being taken by those who are supporters of the Reform Act in the same sense people complain about the state legislature sometimes, sort of deciding they're not really sure they can do something about it, we'll let voters decide? Although what you're saying is the city council actually acted and the people didn't really like, those who were supporters of this Reform Act didn't like what the council did.
Absolutely. And Steve, you make another good point is who exactly are these people? I've got to tell you, we don't know who's pushing this initiative. We don't know where the money's coming from. We don't know if it's in state or out of state. And at the end of the day, we also know that there's going to be litigation costs involved in defending this initiative should it pass. And so voters need to know that taxes or services will go down. Taxes will go up or services will go down if this passes. Number two, the benefits to the employees will decrease. And number three, litigation costs. We will be in court for years on this if it passes.
Tom, you're not an economist, but the economy works in cycles. And obviously, we had one of the worst cycles ever a few years ago. What happens when the economy inevitably takes at least a little bit of a nosedive. So we're in a situation where maybe more pension reform could be needed at that point. Or are you saying that that's, I mean, if we look into the future, basically what we've done is okay? Because even when you said reform is in the past, we can't always say that, can we? Because situations change.
Absolutely, Steve. And you're right. It took 35 years to get to the point where we needed pension reform. There were a lot of cooks in the kitchen. And if you want to look at the onion, we keep peeling back the onion and finding things we can address. This initiative doesn't do that. This initiative tries to change the plan. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater, not needed. This will be an evolution. This will be a continual process. And it's up to our elected leaders and our public to be vigilant, to ensure that we do address this in incremental fashion and we don't allow the pendulum to swing so far out of whack again.
There have been national analysts, some who've given Phoenix credit for being ahead of the curve on some things. Was Phoenix behind the curve on this one, or did the economy catch folks by surprise?
Well, again, I think because it happened incrementally over 35 years with so many different elected officials, so many different city executives along the way, little by little, things were added to the benefit packages. So, for example, folks like to throw out all of the folks who they think abused the pension process. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a legitimate claim. However, that was all in the past. Every one of those folks they like to roll back out to the press is all past tense. Were we ahead of the game? I think we were in the game. I think we were vigilant along with the rest of the country at saying, we need to look at this and now is the time to do so. And we did.
Tom, let's broaden out a little bit to macro. As Phoenix has taken this step, we look ahead to savings over the next 25 years. I also mentioned in more general sense that pension reform has been a concern across the country. Is this a case, do you believe, that based on what Phoenix has done, that Phoenix can be sort of a pioneer for other areas around the country? Or is this going to be a case where at some point we decide, boy, we could have done that a little bit better and had even more savings?
Twofold, Steve. And number one, yes, I think people will look at, I think industries will look at, and other governments will look at Phoenix and say, yes, they did the right thing at the right time. Now, the second part of that, though, is do we owe it to the taxpayers and our city government and ourselves to continuously look at this? And that's what we need to safeguard, is to ensure that we continuously do that. And I believe we will, because people are watching now. People are waiting to see if the pendulum will swing again. Right now, we have reforms in place, we're saving the taxpayers money, and we're still being fair to our employees, which is very important.
Tom, again, taking advantage of your political experience as a former councilman, is this a case where Phoenix is going to be at a disadvantage in getting new city employees, for example, either based on the current system or if the Reform Act passes and the 401k plan comes into effect?
Yes. Short answer is yes. For example, one of the reforms that we passed over the past 2 years was to actually impose a longer time period in order to retire if you're a second-tier employee at the City of Phoenix. It takes longer to retire and collect benefits now in the City of Phoenix than it does in any other city in Arizona or the state government. So we're ahead of the curve on that. And I think we're going to continue to do that. Now, if this initiative were to pass, would we suddenly find ourselves at a disadvantage when trying to compete for the best and brightest talent out there? Without a doubt.
Tom, remind voters when they'll get a chance to take a hack at this one way or the other.
This November. We don't even have a prop number yet, but it's going to be on the ballot in November.
Okay, so voter turnout, one would expect in a congressional year, going to be a little bit higher. How might that affect this?
It's hard to say. That's why it's so important we educate the voters so they know what's in the initiative. And please, if you're listening to this, read the initiative. Decide for yourselves. But at the end of the day, I think you're going to agree. It increases costs, less benefits for the employees, and it's a reason to vote no.
Former Phoenix City Councilman Tom Simplot, who's leading Phoenix Citizens for Pension Responsibility. Tom, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve.